Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the Ides of October, Anno Domini 2016, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Mike Oden.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. Well, stick a fork in it. It's done. It's official. The Samsung... Don't stick a fork in it. God said, do not stick a fork in it. But it's official. The Samsung Galaxy Note 7 is dead. Gone. Join the choir, Invisible. It's an X phone. This phone is deceased. I would say it's pining for the fjords, but that's Nokia. Samsung itself drove the stake through the heart of its flagship product.
I can't read your own writing?
I can't read my own writing. First, they said it was not a terrible issue, just a few isolated incidents. Then it said it was issuing a recall. Then it was announcing that it was stopping shipment of the Note 7. Then it said it was halting production of the Note 7. Then it was going to ship everybody a flame-proof box in which to return their Note 7. And then it said it would give every Note 7 $100 to buy another Samsung phone. So, what caused this debacle? Nobody knows. But everybody's got a theory. Well, actually, of course, they're hypotheses, and nobody knows which ones will test out to the theory stage. But the hypotheses range of everywhere from bad battery manufacturing to bad chargers in the phones to flexing when carried in the pocket to sunspots to the Republicans and or the Democrats and who knows, aliens. I don't know.
It's a media conspiracy.
It's a media conspiracy. It's big battery, man. What we do know is that this little fiasco is estimated to cost Samsung upwards of $5.3 billion. That's billion with a B, American money. How Samsung recovers from this is anybody's guess. But if they were smart, they'd start putting removable batteries back in their products. Also uncertain is who will benefit from this. Some folks think Apple will be the big beneficiary. I think they'll get a bump, but nothing huge. People bought a Samsung phone because it had the fit and finish of an Apple product, but ran Android, or at least it didn't run iOS. According to several polls, the big winner will be Google's Pixel and Pixel XL. But all of that, right now, is up in the air. What is certain is that over the next few weeks, we'll see a lot of scrambling for position, a lot of posturing and hype, and a slew of quickly made commercials about what to buy next. Basically, a lot of hoopla and circus over not much substance, as if the election weren't enough. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 is officially dead. And the only choices I give you, for those of you complaining that your choice isn't here, I miss it so much. I was hoping to get one, too. Meh. I could not care less. And Samwise Gamgee, what now? And so far, we have...
Better get that reference.
You better get that reference. We have 31 votes. Most of you could not conceivably care less in one of either the met or couldn't care less direction, which now that I look at it is probably the same thing. Well, meh is kind of lukewarm, and I could not possibly care less is hotter. I guess that's the way that works. But I know many of you will have more to say, so if you scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, you will see the forums. The second forum on the list is the poll discussion, and right now at least the first poll discussion is 15 October 16. The Samsung Galaxy Note 7 is officially dead. We've got two posters in right now, and we'd love to have you join the discussion there. And, of course, you can join us online, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
So I wonder what the Galaxy Note 8 Is it going to be a redesign, or are they going to try to sneak the 7 back?
It's going to be fireproof.
Yeah, well, you know what? The problem is, of course, we don't know what the issue is. Hopefully Samsung does know what the issue is, of course. And so hopefully they will fix that, and we will see what the deal is with all of that stuff. I guess. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, it is pledge drive time. As you know, every year, we come to you twice a year, with a pledge drive. This station, is solely member supported. You hear me say that all the time, but maybe you don't think about what that means. We get no government funding. We get no state funding. We get no local funding. We get some underwriters, but most of our money, about 99.99999% of our money, comes from you. You are our fund. That's where the money comes from. And so twice a year, we come to you and ask you to pledge your money. We're looking for about $55,000 this time around. That's, yes, it's the first time, I think, since we've been here that they have raised it, and they raised it 10%. And that's the reality is life goes on, costs go up, and we need more. And I know that.
And the fact that they can run a radio station for that is just amazing.
It's a ludicrously small amount of money.
Probably 90% of it is the music licensing fees.
Well, of course it is, because nobody gets paid here. There are only a couple of paid people. Everybody else is strictly volunteer, including the DJs and people on the board and everywhere else. So it is you people who keep this station on the air, and what we need is for you to be generous. I know that particularly for some of you, this is a year of austerity, and I understand that. And I understand that for many of you, you're following a person who does not pay taxes and does not like to give away money, and I understand that. But this is different. This is what keeps us on the air. If you like this show and you want this show to continue, then we need your help. And the way you help is one of three ways. Two ways. Apparently everybody expects the Spanish Inquisition. You can give us a call, and you can call at either 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, a toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, I know also that there are a number of you who were kind enough to call in ahead of time and pledge to sound bites. Unfortunately, I do not have your names at hand, but when I get them, I will absolutely. I will absolutely make sure that we thank you. We know that this is a hard time for many people, but we'd like to stay here. We'd like to stay on the air. There are only a handful of jazz stations left. I believe the official number is 7 in the United States. 7 jazz stations in the United States. And we're one of them. And the folks at Jazz 90.1 have been kind enough to put our show on the air as well. And we need to show our appreciation. There are many of you, and I know this, who miss out on all the great music that's played all week and only tune in for this show. And we need your help. We need you to please, please call. Make a pledge, any amount at all. If we have pledge levels starting at $35, going up from there, and you can get all kinds of prizes, and that's not what they're called. Benefits.
Gifts
at that level, at those levels, or you can take the whole thing off your taxes, assuming you pay them, and we would be happy to have you do that. But honestly, if everybody called in, everybody who's listening, including the, 90 people who are listening to the podcast, to the stream right now, whatever that number is, 96, is that what that says?
76.
76. If all 76 of you called in and pledged, we'd be, and it, particularly if each of you pledged $35, but even if you each called in and pledged $10, any amount of money, you know, we've had people call in and pledge very little, and that's fine. I get it. We've had people call in and pledge a lot, and we love that. But whatever it is you can afford, whatever it is you feel this show is worth, yeah, I went there. We would love to have you call in and make that pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. As you know, we like to keep these drives short, but we have to make our goal if we want to stay on the air. Last time we fell short. We have to make our goal this time. So we're going to run till we're done. So please, please pick up the phone, make the call, make the pledge, keep this station on the air, and to be completely honest about it, show us that you appreciate the fact that we're here every week. We get people all the time who say, oh, I love your show, I listen to it every week, and I say, are you a member? They say, no. Well, okay, I guess. It's nice to be a freeloader. But I would love that you folks called in and made your pledge and actually came up and gave us the pledge that we need to stay on the air. Okay, let's go to the phones. Our first caller is Matthew from South Buffalo, New York. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, good to hear you, Nick. My question for you is, I have a USB flash drive, and I've been trying to install Ubuntu on this computer. And the thing is, every time I try to put it on there, it I think something's wrong with it. Like it might have a bad hard drive or something. I need to know the steps that I got to walk through to make it right and so it can install it.
Okay, what do you get an error message of any sort when you try to install it?
Well, it's all connected, and every time I do it, it shuts off, and it doesn't even want to like put it on there.
Okay, okay. So you start up your machine, and what operating system does it have on it now?
It's a totally naked hard drive.
Okay,
so it's a blank hard drive, and when I put it on, it just doesn't do. I mean, it goes to like it tries to install it, but it stops, and I get like errors.
And what are the error messages that you get?
It basically the display shuts down.
Do you get an error message?
No.
Okay. Okay. So when you start this machine, it starts up and it sits there for a minute and then it shuts down.
Well, it goes into, like, the loading process, but the whole thing, it tries to install it, but I'm thinking it's, like, a hard drive issue.
All right, so when
maybe,
you say it tries
like,
to install it.
Is there a tool I could use to, like, completely wipe out the hard drive or something like that? I don't know.
Okay, Matthew, when you say you try to install it, it tries
yep.
to install, do you
okay.
actually see the Ubuntu desktop?
Yes.
Okay, and then you click on the little disk
well,
that says...
Well, I'm very confused about that because it's got like a 32-bit or a 64-bit option. I tried them both.
Right.
Well, let's back up a step. How did you create this flash drive?
I used a program and put the ISO file onto a flash drive, actually.
No, that's not how you do it. You can't just copy the ISO file onto it. You have to burn the contents of the ISO file onto the flash drive as a bootable disk.
Well, yeah, that's what I did. I have this program called UMI or UMI or something like that.
Right,
and,
right, right.
And it takes
so you
it
get,
on there. And
right.
when it loads up, I mean, I say go ahead to the boot it on the flash drive. And after that, I mean, it tries to load it and everything, but it doesn't work.
Okay, hold on. Matthew, we got to take a quick break. But hold on, and we will talk to you after the break, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 19 minutes after the hour, it's Sound Bites on the Truly Great, and you know what? Solely member
supported.
There you go, Jazz 90.1.
Understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And we have, at 23 minutes after the hour, we have Matthew from South Buffalo on the line. Okay, so Matthew, you are booting up the USB drive with Ubuntu on it. You get to the desktop, and you double-click on the little icon that says 32-bit or 64-bit. And it starts to install, and then it dies?
Well, yes. What it does is I go through the whole installation process, and in the middle of it, it freezes. So I was wondering, I think it might be like a hard drive issue. Like,
so do
what
I.
What tool could I use to figure it out?
Well, there is a tool on the Ubuntu drive, which should be on the desktop, that does a hard drive check. But if not, then you can. What the heck is the name of that program we used to tell people about?
Well, there's SpinRite that will test the disk. But that's a commercial program to buy.
Right.
You may have to pull the drive out, put it on another computer with a different OS to scan the drive. DBAN.
DBAN.
So on another computer, you can download DBAN, Derek's Boot and Nuke. Write it to a flash disk and boot it, and it will let you do a complete erase and reformat of the hard drive.
All right. So what I got to do is, should I put that on the USB drive? Should I put the DBAN on the thing and load it up with that?
Well, basically the way it would work is you would use a different USB drive for that.
All right.
So
sounds good. I'm going to give it a shot. Thanks, guys.
The other one you can try, there's something called the Ultimate Boot CD.
Okay. I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So either one of those would do what you wanted to do. Steve is putting up links to both of those on there, and what those will do is run diagnostics and do a lot of figuring out of what's going on inside that machine, and that will help you at least to diagnose the problem.
Thank you so much, Nick. Go Trump.
Okay, thanks. All right. It's really kind of a lovely thing to have the programs like Ultimate Boot CD and Derek's Boot and Nuke and the high-rend stuff. What those give you the option to do is a bunch of the diagnostics that used to be only available to us as technicians.
And cost a ton of money, so you'd buy it once and spread the cost out among your customers.
Right, a ton of money. And then a lot of people said, you know what, these are just little programs that just do various little things, so let's just write our own. And they did, and gave them away. So both Ultimate Boot CD and Derek's Boot and Nuke are excellent products to do some diagnostics with. You, of course, still have to have your own knowledge about what that stuff means and how it works, but it does work. And don't forget, we need you to call and pledge. We are in the middle of a pledge drive, and your help is desperately needed. So far, we've had one call, and that's kind of a disappointment, quite frankly. I expect better of you people, so make the pledge, make the call, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or, of course, you can pledge securely online, for those of you who don't like to talk to humans, at jazz901.org. In the meantime, while you are doing that, we will go back to the phones and talk to Jim from Rochester, New York. What's up, Jim?
Hi. You may have covered it while I was trying to call. I'm not sure. I'm looking for bootable hardware diagnostics.
That was it.
Bootable USB.
Yep. We just did that. You can see them both at our website at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. Francis would like to remind you. There's two you can use. One is called the Ultimate Boot CD, and the other is called Derek's Boot and Nuke.
Now, they do different things. Derek's Boot and Nuke erases the drive. So if you run diagnostics on it, don't erase it.
Right. Run Ultimate Boot CD first. You can download it for free, or of course you can pay for it as well. It's very inexpensive, and so it's the Ultimate Boot CD, and we have a link to the official. There are a lot of scams out there using the same name, but we've got a link out there to the official real one. We'd love to know how it works for you.
There's also a commercial program. It's only $80, and which isn't very much if you do a lot with hard drives, called SpinRite. From a company called Gibson Research Corporation. And it does very low-level sector repair. Any hard drive, doesn't matter the OS. In fact, they just are starting to talk about running it on your cell phone. So
yeah.
If your cell phone can be mounted as a mass storage device on your computer so it looks like a flash drive, you can make your cell phone run a lot faster scanning it with SpinRite.
I suspect the problem is memory, not hard drive. I mean, it starts to boot up and then just goes blank.
There is a memory checker called Memtest.
That's the one I was trying to think of, Memtest.
There's Memtest and then there's Memtest 86.
Yeah.
Nope.
You have to put the T-E-S-T in there. There you go, Memtest 86 at memtest86.com, and we'll have a link to that up as well.
Okay.
And then there's a .org, which is a different one.
Oh, try the .org.
That's based on the original Memtest.
Well, pick one. At any rate, Memtest itself will give you can do an extremely thorough check of your memory, but you'd best be patient because it can take days if you want to do it at that level. My suggestion is start with a fast test and see what the results are, and if they don't seem satisfactory to you, that's when you go with the big one.
Great, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I forgot to ask him if he was a member. Passmark is a well-known company, certainly. Is that available for free?
That's what I'm looking for. There's a download. I don't see a purchase. There's a purchase button. So if you want it on a flash drive, it's $49. A download is $39. So what is the limitations? Oh, that's Memtest Pro.
Memtest Pro.
So Memtest is free. Memtest Pro you pay for.
Right.
That does dual booting. You get a user's guide. Instructions on how to overclock your PC. Now, overclocking usually is where the problems run into.
Yes, yes, yes. What most people don't understand is that everybody wants to overclock. It means they got more for less. Ooh. What it really means is you're overstressing the machine past the boundaries it's designed for, and you easily can kill it.
I can see the logic of it. We tested this chip at 1.4 and it failed, so we're going to sell it as a 1.0.
Right.
It might work at 1.3.
Right.
It might not.
Right.
And that's the big deal. It may not, and you don't want to trust your machine.
Well,
that way.
It's your hundreds of dollars, so do what you want with it. But it's a silly thing to do, frankly. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Ted from Fairport, New York. What's up, Ted?
Hi, I had a question about buying a copy of Windows.
Yeah.
Is it okay to buy an OEM copy? I built the computer myself, so I technically am the manufacturer of it. And then if that is okay. There's like a huge price range. I found them as low as $30 and as much as $100. What do I do?
Okay, here's the thing. There are a number of incredibly unscrupulous people who are selling copies of Windows, OEM Windows licenses online.
Right.
The problem is you don't know if you're the only one who's received that license number.
Right.
And the issue is Microsoft often takes a LIFO attitude toward it, last in, first out.
Okay.
So if you install it with that number, and then somebody else also installs it with that number, yours becomes unusable.
Oh.
So my suggestion is buy a legit copy. They're not, use Linux, which is free.
Right.
But if you're going to use Windows, buy a legit copy, then you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've got the only version of that license and that your machine won't suddenly stop working in the middle of the day.
Now, if you are making a lot of computers for yourself, you can become a registered Microsoft System Builder and get the OEM copies legally. Generally speaking, we've done that at my store when we were selling dozens of PCs a month. But generally, that's sort of where the break-even point is.
Right.
Okay. All right, and then I have one other question about Windows updates.
Yeah.
Is there any way to turn it off? I mean, I found a couple, like, very difficult ways on the internet. Is that it? There's no, like, simple click here, don't do updates?
There's no real simple way to do it. You can certainly... There was somebody else who had a fairly easy way to turn it off, but then Microsoft can turn it back on again.
Right.
There's just a switch you can say, I don't want to see the updates anymore. But Microsoft can override that and has done so on many machines. So if you want to make sure it's permanently off, no, there's no easy way to do that. It's also not necessarily a good idea.
Because the problem I've run into is I own a restaurant and we're open for more than 12 hours. They won't let you...
Right.
Turn off updates for more than 12 hours. I'm like, well, I'm open for 16 hours. You can't do the updates during these hours. Do them at 3 in the morning. I don't care. But you can't do them at 7 in the afternoon.
Especially in Windows 10 now. I've been hearing reports that it ignores your don't run updates now and does it anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that's what I that's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know of an easy way to do it that can't be overridden by Microsoft.
What port does Windows Update use, and block that on your firewall?
Well, I believe it uses port 80, so you wouldn't get anything through any web browser at all.
Right. Removing it from the internet will obviously prevent it from getting updates, right?
Right, but then if your restaurant software needs internet access, you know, probably for credit card processing, then...
No, it needs it for digital rights management, that's all.
Yeah.
It's another story, but another irritation.
Right. Well, here's the deal. You can prevent automatic updates from happening just by going into Windows itself and open up settings, then network and internet... Are you hardwired or are you?
I'm hardwired. That way it works if you're wireless.
Yeah.
Meter connection. But dang. I found another one where you go ahead and actually shut down the update module, and it says should turn it off. And I've tried it, and it seems to have been working. I just was wondering and they said if you want to get updates, you have to go back and turn it back on manually. I'm like, that's fine. I don't want updates.
Yeah.
It works fine. If all it is a POS, I don't need any updates. I'm never on the internet. I'm not doing anything. I just want to run a POS. Leave it alone.
Right. In that case, just leave it off like that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you've done to turn it off is fine, particularly if you're not connected to the internet. Microsoft can't turn it back on again.
Right. Okay. All right, great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the help.
Yep. All right, good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Apparently, in the Windows 10 anniversary update, they can turn on that auto-update feature again.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
But as long as it's working now, and a lot of people are saying that they want the ability to say, okay, I'll come in on Sunday and do the update.
Yeah.
But no, Microsoft does not allow you to do that. They're not interested in what you want. That's apparently you're under the assumption that's your computer, and you're very wrong about that. So.
And in general, you want to do the updates because they're mostly security updates these days, and bug fixes, and we hear all the time. What was that last security guy? Was it Krebs or
the other guy?
No, it was. There's Brian Krebs and there's the other guy. Where's my bookmarks list? There's two well known. No crap.
Doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, one of the big security guys keeps getting kicked off the net because he always writes about security and pokes around in the dark web. And so he just had a distributed denial of service attack, and they were doing 1 terabit per second attacks at him. They think about 500,000 devices were used to attack him, mostly Internet of Things, like cameras and doorbells,
right,
and POSs,
right,
that somehow got infected because they are connected to the internet at some point. In fact, you walk by an ATM and you see the Windows blue screen on it. Oh my God, it's XP. You know, but yeah. So these machines that are in the closet that don't get updated or can't get updated is a big problem on a lot of these updates. Bruce Schneier, that's the guy. And so he was using Akamai as a distribution network to prevent DDoS, and they gave up. They couldn't handle a terabit per second.
Wow.
And so now he's trying to get onto Google because they have something for DDoS mitigation.
Right.
But handling a terabit per second is just ridiculous. And so you want to update these old things. So you may have a server in the closet that you haven't touched in 10 years, still running XP, you know, Service Pack 1, or your home security camera that you bought at the big box store and just stuck it on the internet. Those types of things are now getting exploited quite frequently. And in fact, there's another big issue. They talked about it on the Security Now podcast. A lot of the internet cameras were built with virtually no security in mind. They had a story from a guy who bought one, off the shelf at the big box store. Tried it, didn't like it, returned it. And part of the setup is you make an account with that company so you can see your video. And he said a couple of weeks after he returned it, he started getting notices that there was a motion on his camera. And so he logged into his account and saw the new owner's house and the new owner in their living
nice.
Conditions, whatever they were doing and wherever they had their
really?
Camera. Yeah. So the company tied the camera to an account by probably the camera's MAC address, and the new owner who bought it and set it up in his house, the previous owner could still see all the video because they had no security conditions involved.
Nice.
So if you buy one of those and don't like it, maybe not return it.
Yeah, right.
Let me see if I can find the article. They gave a list of the worst of the home cameras. Mostly the cheaper it is, the worse the security involved is.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And so it's much very easy for other people to figure out and to see your camera.
Right. Well, as you know, we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and let me just take a moment for the new listeners to explain that this is a member-supported station. We don't get any government funding, any state funding, any of that stuff. We get our support from our members. And so we come to you twice a year and ask for your pledges. It is only you who can give us the help we need and give us the funding we need to keep going for another year. The folks at Jazz 90.1 were kind enough to open up their format. I mean, let's face it, they're a music station. They're primarily a jazz station. We're the first not music show they ever had. And I believe we're still the only not music show they have. And they were kind enough to give us a home. And it's time for us to show our appreciation. It's really easy to do. Call and make a pledge at 585-966-5299. You can call toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. And if you're listening on our stream, or you are listening over the podcast, or you are listening via YouTube, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need your help.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. I would like to thank Larry from Rochester and Lynn from Clymer for their very generous donations. We thank each of you, along with Edward. As you can tell, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We've only had 3 people pledge so far, and that makes me very sad. We come in here every week and pour our hearts out to you and try to give you the best advice you'll find on computers and phones and pretty much everything we can think of. And all we ask twice a year is that you return the love. You know, give us a call at 585-966-5299 or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org and make a pledge. Keep us on the air. We keep saying this and nobody believes us, I think. It takes a lot to run a radio station. And yes, this is mostly a volunteer endeavor. The people who are here because they love it. They love what they do. They love who they do it for. And we are not exceptions to that rule. We love doing this show. God knows we do. We're doing it for free. We're certainly not doing it for the money. And we love all of you. We love answering your questions. We love hearing from you. We love it when you stop us on the streets and in Wegmans and in everywhere else and say we love your show. But it's time for you to show that love in a somewhat more concrete fashion. And we prefer not concrete. Yeah, we would prefer that you make a pledge. It's easy to do. It only takes a couple of minutes. And let me be honest, if everybody who listens to this show pledged $10, we would make our goal. That's all it takes. How are you sitting on your hands for 10 bucks? Seriously, how cheap are you? Pick up the phone, go online, make the pledge, make the call. I told Rob I was going to be polite this week. Apparently, I was wrong. Look.
That is you being polite.
That is me being polite. You have no idea what I'm like when I'm impolite. You have no idea. Particularly now that I'm retired and what little whatever I gave, I don't give anymore. Here's the thing. We're kind of like a first-person shooter. Oh, this is going to be an analogy that I'm currently pulling out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Even as we speak. We're like a first-person shooter. The solo games are fun, but the real fun comes when it's multiplayer. And eventually, we all stop playing the single-player games. And that's going to happen here, too. If we're doing this all by ourselves, then eventually it's going to stop happening. We need you to join the game. We need you to pick up the gun, pick up the camera, pick up your warthog, get online, play the game, get online, make the call, make the pledge. We need your help. And it's so easy to do, and it only takes a couple of minutes of your time. Seriously, 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. And it's securely online at jazz901.org. Michael, why don't you pass that on to Steve and let him turn off your mic. And Steve will take a pledge. I love the fact that somebody is pledging. I think this is wonderful. We need more of you. There's only three and about to be four of you who have pledged for this show. Seriously, we know there are hundreds of you who listen to this show. Why are you not pledging? What is it that causes you to not want to be a member of this station? What is it that causes you to listen to this show week after week and yet not want it to stay on the air? Do you simply not believe that a station like this can go off the air? Because last year at this time, there were 13 jazz stations on the air. Now there are 7. Do the math and make the call. 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Online at jazz901.org. We are secure. And you don't have to worry about that, and we will be happy to take your pledge and keep on keeping on with the stuff we're doing. Let me thank James from Rochester, who also gave us a pledge. We appreciate that pledge. We appreciate everything that our members can afford to give. And again, people, all we're asking is that each and every person listening to this show pick up the phone, make the call, and make a pledge. If everybody pledged just $10, we'd be on our way. Now, we would love it if you would pledge $100 or $35 or $20 or $1,000. We would be happy to take any amount of money you want to give us. But seriously, we need you to pick up the phone and make that call. We want to stay on the air. We want to keep doing this. You know, to be honest, my wife would love it if I had Saturdays off and I could go down to the public market and help her there. And I would enjoy that as well. Quite frankly, I love the public market. I love being there. I love serving the coffee and helping people and doing all of that stuff. But what I would also love to do, is to make sure that, this show stays on the air and we continue to take your pledges. Our friend Gerd, thank you very much. Gerd has, from Rochester, I'm assuming, has made a pledge. We appreciate that. And you can join them. You can join Gerd and James and Lynn and Larry and Edward. That's right. Only five people so far. Only five people of all the people who are listening to this show, only five of you have called and make the pledge. If I were you, I'd be a little embarrassed by that, quite frankly. And you can fix that. You can make the call. You can make the pledge. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And if you're pledging online after the show because you were listening to the podcast, please in the comments section say it's for sound bites. There's a little section that says, why are you, you know, what show or whatever. What does it actually say? I should probably know that. What program are you pledging for? And you can say sound bites. And we're on the list, believe it or not. So we would love it if you would do that. We would love it if you would make the call and make the pledge. And if you want, you can even give us a call for computer advice. Same numbers, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Be aware, I'm going to ask you if you're a member. I haven't done that yet, but I'm about to start. We need, if enough people call, keep on calling and making pledges, I won't ask if you're a member. But with only five calls, that's embarrassing. So, yeah, I'll definitely be asking if you're a member. So make the call right now. Make the pledge right now. Save all of us a little bit of embarrassment.
Gerd just called in to say he's from Victor.
Victor, thank you. Thank you, Gerd. I knew Rochester wasn't right. I knew it. My brain is my brain. I can't help that. Thank you, Gerd. I knew you were from Victor.
Yes, we are.
That's why I was surprised when I said Rochester. So, yeah, we're in the middle of a pledge drive, and excellent. Steve is taking another call. While he's doing that, why don't I read another news item?
Your name?
Keep your mic off, all right? Almost 6,000 web shops are unknowingly harboring malicious code that is stealing the credit card details of customers. According to a certain amount of research that's being done, the code is being injected into sites by cyber thieves, says Dutch developer Wilhelm de Groot. He found the 5,925 compromised sites by scanning for the specific signature of the data stealing code in website software. Some of the stolen data were sent to servers based in Russia, he said. In a blog post, Mr. De Groot said the attacks exploited... I am De Groot. Said the attacks exploited known vulnerabilities. Stop me before I free associate again. In several different widely used web retailing programs, Mr. De Groot is co-founder and head of security at Dutch e-commerce site Byte, that's Byte with a Y, nobody wants us to remind you, .nl. Having one access, the attackers inject a short chunk of obfuscated code that copies credit card and other payment information. Stolen data were being sold on dark web markets at a rate of about $30 a card. His research found 9 separate types of skimming code on sites, suggesting many different crime groups were involved. Mr. De Groot said he had been investigating skimming since his own card details were stolen. His work revealed the first sites harboring the malicious code in late 2015, but further research showed the skimming started in earnest in May of 2015. By the end of that year, 3,500 sites had been compromised. Since then, he said the number has grown to 5,925, with some harboring skimming code for almost 18 months. Victims included car makers, fashion firms, government sites, and museums. The code used to steal data steadily became more sophisticated and now makes efforts to hide itself and tackle more types of payment systems. New cases could be stopped right away if store owners would upgrade their software regularly, wrote Mr. De Groot, but this is costly and most merchants don't bother. Mr. Groot said some stores have taken action to flush out the skimming code and patch their stores after he published a list of compromised sites. I would recommend consumers only enter their payment details on sites of known payment providers such as PayPal. They have hundreds of people working on security. The average store probably has none. So, how well do you monitor your credit card statement? Give us a call, 585-966-J. Oh, by the way, when you pledge securely online at jazz901.org, you are... guaranteed secure and safe. So give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. That's right. We need your help. We need your assistance. We need you to make that call and make that pledge. We want to stay on the air. We're fighting to stay on the air, but we can't fight by ourselves. This is not a one-person battle. This is a team effort, and you're part of the team. So please make the call like William did from Byron, New York. Thank you, William, very much for your very generous pledge. We need you to join him. We need you to join William and Gerd and James and Lynn and Larry and Edward and make your pledge. That's right. Only six people. You know how many people listen to this show every week and only six of you have called in? That's kind of embarrassing. Don't be embarrassed. Make the call. Make the pledge right now. Give us a call, 585-966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I'll keep talking till you start pledging. I don't care. We need your help and we need your support. Truthfully, everybody says somebody else is going to do it. Well, that's hardly the American way, is it? Are you an American? Make the call, 585-966-5299. Don't wait for somebody else to shoulder your burden, 1-800-790-0415. Stand up and be an adult. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
William said you need to slow down a little bit with the phone number.
585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You can find the phone numbers on our website at soundbites with a y.org. So please call, make the pledge today. We need your help. We want to stay on the air. Help us to get there. We've had half a dozen calls so far, and we would like to add you to that roster, and I'd like to stop talking about it. So make the call. Make the pledge. We will be delighted to take that pledge and make you part of this family. Excellent. Are we going to send them over to Steve? Very nice. Here comes another pledge. This makes me very happy, people. I am very happy. Please keep calling. Please keep calling and make that pledge. Here comes another call. I'm very excited. We can only take one at a time. So while we're taking a pledge, maybe if Linda's still over there, it'll go over to her and she'll take the pledge. Whatever you do, don't stop calling. If you don't get an answer, call back immediately. We're in the middle of taking pledges. And as you know, we are a volunteer station. So there's only us. As it turns out, we can only do one thing at a time each, and Michael is running the board, and I'm spewing into the microphone, and Steve is taking the pledge.
Well, I wouldn't say spewing. It's a little nicer than that, I think.
Thank you. At least so far it is. It can get MX? It can get national. It can get nasty if it needs to. But the big thing is to make the pledge, and you can pledge securely online. You don't have to talk to a single human being if you just go to Jazz 901.org. There's a big button off on the right that says pledge now, or hold on, I'm trying to get there myself. .org. There we are. I just have to learn how to type and talk at the same time. Type one thing, say something else. And there it is, big light blue button that says become a member of Jazz 90.1. So you can go to click and pledge and do whatever you need to do. And with that, I believe we're just going to end this hour, and we'll give you just a few minutes to actually make that call and make that pledge, and then we'll be back with a whole nother hour of me berating of the longest running computer show in the known universe. It is Soundbites right here on the truly great and solely member supported Jazz 90.1. See you in just a couple of minutes.
Computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece, Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
On Twitter at 901Jazz.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Woden.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And I'm delighted to say we had a couple of calls during the break. Yes, for those of you just tuning in, I want to say we are in the middle of a pledge drive. It is only twice a year that we do this. I want to thank Joel from Spencerport and Joel from Pittsburgh for their generous donations. We had an open house last night, and one of the people who came asked me to save all the best stuff for the second hour. So as far as he knows, we are. And somebody else was telling me an interesting thing. They said when they lived out west, their jazz station was at 106 point something, and they pledged the frequency.
Which is a common radio thing.
They pledged the frequency, and he was delighted to be here in Rochester and do the same thing, but now it was cheaper for him because we're at 90.9010,
yeah.
$90.10 as opposed to $106, and I think it was 50 cents. So that's a deal. You can always call in and pledge the frequency. Kenneth. I know, that's who it was, Kenneth. You can give us a call at 585-966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge day or night securely online at jazz901.org. Electrons are standing by. And those two numbers, of course, are at our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. Francis would like us to remind you. So far, we've had eight people call in. Edward, Larry, Lynn, James, Gerd, William, Joel, and Joel. And we'd love to have you join them. Those of you who are just tuning in may not know, we are... We are a... member-supported station. And you hear us say that every single week, but you may not think about what it means. It means that the only way this station stays on the air is with your generosity. It is you people who keep this station running. We don't get federal grants, state grants, local grants, blah, blah, blah. We get underwriters and member support, and that's it. That is it. So if you don't pledge, it don't happen. And you can help us keep this station up and alive and running for the next year by picking up the phone, making the call, or pledging online. It is you who is the lifeblood of this station. You are the person, the individual, who stands up and makes a difference between not having this station on the air and having this station on the air. It doesn't get any balder than that. Here's the deal. There are only about seven jazz stations left in America. I say about seven because since I heard the statistic and read the statistic yesterday, could be that another one went away. And that happens because
people... Yeah, they happen all the time.
It happens all the time. And that last year at this time, there were 15. Now there's seven. Do the math. The reason they go is because they don't get support. We'd hate to just be another statistic. And the way we avoid that is for you to make the call and make the pledge. If you're an American, you believe in standing up and doing the right thing. It's the right thing to make a call and make the pledge. Be an American. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need you. We need you to make that call. We need you to make that pledge. You're the only one who can do it. You need to call.
Bob is texting you internet pledges.
Now, we have some internet pledges. I'm very excited to say that Rob is texting them to me. He apparently finally woke up. I'm very excited about that. He's going to hate me so much. He mentioned last night he was going to do that. Okay. We have Donna from Henrietta, Daniel from Pavilion, and Brandon and Diana from Lodi. Oh, Lord, back in Lodi again. I want to thank each and every one of you as well. It is people like you who keep this station on the air, and I am humbly grateful to each and every one of you who calls and make the pledge. And I am perplexed at those of you who do not. I do not understand why you would not make this call and not make this pledge. I do not understand what keeps you from joining in to the Soundbites family. It's easy to do. As I said before on the air, if every single person who listened to this show called in right now with a $10 pledge, we would end this pledge drive. Well, maybe not. It might take a $20 pledge. But the fact is, you're not calling in any amount of money. And if you aren't, why not? Give us a call and have the guts to tell us why you don't pledge. And I'm not going to accept excuse like I can't afford it. Really? You can't afford $10? I doubt that's true. I sincerely doubt that's actually true. You can't afford $10, $5. You can't afford anything? That's likely untrue. So either make the call and make the pledge or have the guts to stand up and tell us why you can't be bothered to pledge. And then, or just stop listening. That's the other thing you can do. We need you to make that call. We want to stay on the air. Seven jazz stations left in America. Or is it that in the world? Wait a minute. At any rate, we don't want to be a statistic. We want to stay on the air, and that means you. That means you making the call and making the pledge. And the number is 585-966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, for those of you who don't like talking to humans, you can pledge, and Steve may not qualify, but even so, you can call securely online, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes just a couple of minutes out of your day and keeps this station on the air. I don't know where you get bigger bang for your buck than that. So please make the call, make the pledge. We need you. And while you're doing that, while we make room for you to make that call and pledge, I will read another news item. Ahem. 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 An elk. Ahem. Sales of Windows PCs fared better than Apple Macs during the third quarter this year. Third quarter PC shipments declined by 3.9% compared to the same quarter last year, but Mac shipments dropped by 13%. PC shipments totaled 68 million units, according to IDC. The declines weren't as bad as expected and were roughly 3.2% ahead of IDC's initial projections. In the top five PC companies, fourth-placed Apple registered the largest decline with the 13% drop in Mac shipments. Mac's sales, Apple's Mac sales totaled 5 million units, something in that water, totaled 5 million units during the quarter, declining from 5.76 million units in the same quarter a year ago, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but there are analysts at Apple going crazy right now. Many Mac laptops and desktops are due for an upgrade to Intel Skylake and Kaby Lake processors that could affect Mac shipments. IDC's numbers do not include detachable devices like the iPad Pro. Apple's in no real danger of going out of business, but we're talking strictly about desktop PCs right now and laptops. Chromebook shipments are growing at a fast rate thanks to their use in education and could outpace Mac shipments someday. IDC expects Chromebook shipments to be sluggish in the fourth quarter. Personally, I don't know if that's true because Google recently showed Android apps running on Chrome OS. If that new operating system drops this month and if hardware manufacturers are ready with Chromebooks that run it, we could see a sharp uptick in sales for the fourth quarter. The rate of decline wasn't as bad for Windows PC makers, spurred by Windows 10 upgrades and back-to-school season shipments. HP closed in on Lenovo's top spot as the world's top PC maker. Lenovo beat HP to become the top PC maker in 2013, but HP is looking to regain the crown. Slower growth in China hurt Lenovo, but the company's shipments in the U.S. continued to grow. HP had shipment gains across all geographies. Lenovo's shipments totaled 14.5 million units. HP's unit shipments totaled 14.4. Shipments for third place Dell were 10.8. Apple's 5 million shipments put them in fourth place. And Asus dropped to fifth with 4.7 million units. So are you holding out for a Chromebook or thinking about going full Monty? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or, of course, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And those are both the numbers to call and to pledge. And you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Let me tell you what the benefits are of pledging online. The first benefit is that you know it's 100% secure. We work with a secured company. We know there's not a back door into it. And we know that we will securely take your pledge. The second reason you pledge online is because you don't like talking to human beings. Although if you call in, you talk to Steve. I know that's not a benefit, but many of you, well, half a dozen of you, have steeled yourselves to do that today. And the third, underrated but possibly most important benefit, is that every single pledge that comes in sends a text to Rob Linton, which gets him off his butt on the couch and makes him text me back with the amount and the person who made the pledge. So we need you to make that pledge, 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I made this analogy in the first hour, and I'll make it again for those of you just tuning in, because I know a number of you only listen to the second hour. This show is like a shooting game, a first-person shooter. The first-person shooters are fun when you play solo, but eventually you get tired of them and they go away. But any game that has multiple players has a much better life, particularly a lot of the online MMORPG games that you see online. Multiple players make a game a lot more fun. Solitaire is fun. Euchre is better. Poker is better yet. And it's more players and more stuff and more cool things happening. And that's the way this radio station works. We can only do this alone for so long before we, like so many other stations across the country, will have to shut down. But we will stay alive if you join in the game. And it's easy to do. Make a pledge. I don't know why you're sitting on your wallet. You listen to this show every week. Help us keep it alive. Are we worth anything at all to you? Anything? If so, call and make a pledge in that amount. Did we save you a couple of hundred dollars in repair bills this year? How come we don't get a piece of that? Did we answer a question that had been perplexing you for days? What is that worth to you? Make a call, make the pledge. 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Talk.
Yeah.
I got a drink.
Yep. So, we've said that in the past that, you know, take the money that you spend on your computer and say 10% of it pledge to us. Every question you may have gotten answered from us may have cost you hundreds of dollars at a repair shop. Once or twice a year, twice a year, because that's when our pledge drives are.
Right.
send that to us. No pledge is too small. We'll take any amount of pledge. You can pledge online securely. Give us a call. We can take pledges over the air. MasterCard, Visa, Discover. We can take credit card payments. You can mail a check in with your pledge. And it keeps the lights on. It keeps the radio running. This year, just a month or so ago, Rob started a second internet-only radio stream with
Swingin' Big Band.
Yeah, Swingin' and Big Band. So now there's two different jazz streams you can listen to. You can have one coming in your, you know, one room, one coming in the other room. And
that's right.
Listen to both of them.
We're on TuneIn Radio, so your
TuneIn Radio,
Alexa, or your Google Home or whatever can also pick that up and play it. And that's all to you, and it's some lovely music to keep you calm while you're fixing your computer. So that's two reasons to make the call and make the pledge. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
And we need you to do that. We need you to call and pledge. It only takes a couple of minutes out of your day, and it means the world to us, both in terms of the monetary benefit that accrues to this station and to the moral benefit that accrues to me personally, to put this on a personal level, to know that you people actually care enough about this station to keep it on the air. That means a lot to me. Like I said in the last hour, my wife would love it if this show went off the air, because then I could go work at the public market with her. And while I love my wife, I also love this show. So if you want to see me at the public market, don't call. If you want to see us on the hear us on the air, then call and make the pledge. It takes just a couple of minutes out of your day. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I know that a lot of you think, well, that's just so much eyewash. You're not going to go away. Wrong. You are very, very wrong about that. The reality is that jazz stations die all the time. And if this station goes, we go with it. So we're not asking you because there's an ego trip involved in getting the most number of callers. Because we're never going to do that. Our listeners, not that loyal, apparently. We're never going to be that. We're never going to be the top earner on the station. But we are desirous of staying here. And you're the ones who can make that happen. We're going to take a quick break while you make that call. It's 20 minutes after the hour. Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. See you in just a couple of minutes on the longest-running computer show in the known universe on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. I want to thank Don from Hamlin, Thomas from Williamson, and Ron from Webster, who called in pledges. And Ron, our newest member, has a question. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Thank you for your pledge.
You know, my pleasure. I'm actually a longtime listener and a first-time caller. So
thanks.
Jumped into the Chromebook world about a year ago, traded in my iPad.
Good
and
for you.
Have been enjoying it. I have an issue, though. Thursday night, I fire up the Chromebook, and I get a screen that tells me, can't find the OS, please reload, and everything goes dark. So I'm wondering, is it worth trying to fix, or should I move on to the next one?
Well, if you're looking to buy another one, I'd wait another month or two, because as I mentioned in one of the news items, Google has in fact I think already sent out a new version of the operating system that lets you load Android apps.
Right.
So what you want is one of the new Chromebooks that will actually use that. Not every version will. Google has a page that lists those, and I don't know if we have that online, but we can get that online for you. The Chromebooks that will run Android apps. But you might want to start looking for one of those if you're getting a new machine. The other thing you can do, to reload your Chrome OS, for most of them, this works. Turn off your Chromebook. Press and hold the escape key, the F3 key, hold those down, and then press the power button to turn on the Chromebook.
Okay.
And then what will happen is the Chromebook will then boot in developer mode.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you're prompted to turn OS verification off... You'll get a prompt that says that.
Okay.
Press enter, and the Chromebook will restart. That's also known as that's known as power washing the Chromebook. And what that does is it essentially sets it back to zero. So again, we'll post this, but turn off your Chromebook, hold the Escape and F3 key while you press the power button. It boots into developer mode. You press Control D. It tells you this on the screen, and that turns off OS verification. Press enter. The Chromebook will restart. Don't press the space bar or any of the other things it may tell you to do. It takes about 15 seconds, and then the recovery process starts automatically. The process takes about 5 minutes. You'll see a progress bar. The Chromebook restarts. It prompts you to re-enter verification. You press the space bar. Press enter to confirm that you want to turn OS verification. We're going to put all this online.
All right, that'd be great.
And then you'll get the welcome screen and complete the on-screen instructions to sign on as if this were a brand new Chromebook. And of course, if you use the same username and password from the original setup, all your stuff will come back.
That would be great.
So after, you know, depending on how fast your internet connection is, 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, your Chromebook will look just like it did before this process.
Okay. What if something hardware-wise failed? Like, what if the SSD drive died?
If the SSD drive died, there's...
Complete that process.
Right. If the SSD drive died, you have two choices. Buy a new Chromebook or replace the SSD drive, which you can easily do. You can get them for pretty cheap nowadays.
Yeah, I found one for like $33 at Amazon.
Yeah, so. I was just about to say $35 is the price I'm seeing, so $33 is in that range. And you can replace that, and then you kind of have to go through the same thing, because again, it now has no operating system, so you're going to go through that escape, refresh, the F3 key, escape F3, power button, blah, 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 and it'll reinstall everything from scratch anyway.
All right, super. Thank you. I'm going to give that a shot this afternoon, and we'll see what happens.
All right, we'll have that up in just a couple of minutes. Steve is putting up a thing about Chrome supporting Android apps, and then he'll put the how to reload the Chrome OS thing up in just a minute after that, okay?
Okay, super. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks to you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep. We certainly hope he's a member. Oh, he is. He called in. He called in a pledge. That's exactly right. Ron, that was Ron. He called in a pledge. And you too can call in a pledge. We need your help. We need your support. We don't do this on our own. There's a whole bunch of people who volunteer here, but nobody volunteers the money it costs to get the transmitter up and running. Nobody volunteers to give us hardware. Nobody volunteers to give us free music that we don't have to pay for. We a lot of that costs money, and keeping this station running is your job, quite frankly. We are a member supported station. Almost everybody here 24/7 is a volunteer. And you know what? That means we're also one of the few local stations around. People who are local all day, all night, all the time.
We're seeing that be a problem in radio stations in general. Not many radio stations have actual DJs anymore. They often take a feed in from another station, and you know, one intern will be running the board for, you know, 10 different stations. And here we still have live DJs almost 24 hours a day. I mean, some of these overnight guys that run from midnight
to 6.
The doctor,
how does he do that?
Yeah, how does he do that?
Not only do we have our own DJs, but our own DJs get to choose their own music. There
That's
isn't
exactly
a pre,
right.
yep.
pre-set list of things that they absolutely have to play in X order or else. They
right.
get to choose their own music.
Yep.
That's not like that.
So there's no program director
stations.
Saying play these top 40 songs over and over and over and over again.
And indeed, one of the big things is, of course, you can call in and make your request. And in a lot of places, I have seen this happen. Well, I confess, when I was in college, I was a DJ for a top 40 station, and I did this. People call in and ask for a record, and I say, okay, we'll get that on as soon as possible. We hang up, and we don't write it down. We don't care, because we know it's in the rotation, and sometime in the next hour, it'll come up again anyway.
Yeah, if it's a popular song, we'll play it. If we it's don't play it, we're not going to play it.
Right. If it's not a popular song, we're not playing it anyway, so shut up. But here, it's a very different thing. Here on Soundbites, you speak directly to us. We answer your question. We're actually sitting here in the studio waiting for you to call. And normally we wait for you to call in with a question, and we are still doing that. But we would also be just honored and delighted if you would call in a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like Mark did from Fairport and Donald did from Rochester. Thanks to both of you. Very generous. Very, very well appreciated. Thank you both so much. We need your help. And if you can afford it, we would love to have you pledge at the higher levels and, share the wealth, share the responsibility for keeping this station running. Everybody we are talking about today, Edward, Larry, Lynn, James, Gerd, William, Joel, Ron, Thomas, Don, Mark, and Donald are adults. And they have stepped up and shouldered the responsibility of keeping this station on the air and keeping everything running. And that's up to you to be part of that. Make the call. Make the pledge.
But wait, there's more. With your pledge at different levels, we have some great member benefits and some gifts you can receive. We have Soundbites mouse pads and T-shirts and polo shirts. And we have Jazz 90.1 aluminum water bottles that Nick is frantically chugging right now.
I'll be taking the next break. Better be a little bit longer. So I'm going to get more water.
And so we have membership benefits waiting for you, starting at the $35 senior and student levels and above. And if you prefer, you don't need to take a gift, but the gifts are available for you. And with all of your pledges of $90.10 or more, there's that radio station pledge,
90-10.
You get the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card Plus, which gives you discounts to restaurants and hotels and stores in the area as well. So you always keep that book in your car, and when you're looking for some place to eat, check your book and get your discounts, and thank the companies that support member supported Jazz 90.1.
That's right, and you know, you get way. I don't care what level you pledge at, you get way more for your buck with that member.
Enhanced member card.
The enhanced member card.
Not just a regular member card. It's the enhanced member card.
and that gives you we. You know, often you'll sit there with your spouse or significant other and say, where do you want to go tonight? And for us, it's easy. We open the book and find a place that gives us that little member discount.
And on the Jazz website, I'm looking for where it is, there's a list of the businesses that support Jazz 90.1 through the member card. And there it is, member card on the right. Go down about halfway, and there's the member card icon, and that will give you the list of all the local companies that offer discounts for Jazz 90.1 members.
Yep.
Over 70 restaurants and hotels.
Right, and that's at the $90.10 level or higher. Those of you who pledge higher, God bless you and thank you. And thank all of you. You know, it doesn't matter. I've been saying from the very beginning, if every single person called in and pledged $10, we would be farther. We would be so far ahead, and a number of you have done that, and we appreciate it. And for those of you who have found it in your hearts and in your wallets to give more, we appreciate that as well. We know that some of you are strapped at these times, and we get that. But every dollar gets us closer to that goal. Every dollar gets us closer to staying on the air. And that may sound a little dramatic, but it is in fact true. We need you to keep us on the air. It doesn't get any more plain than that. Nobody else is going to step up and do it for you. This is your shot to be an American, to stand up, to make the call, to make the pledge, and to make sure that this station and this show stay on the air. Like Craig did from Greece and Frank did from Rochester, thank you both so much for your generous pledges. And if you're calling, please hang on, because we can only take a call at a time, and we're scrambling to do the show and take calls and get stuff online for you to see and everything else. So,
and the member card isn't just Rochester alone. It's all across New York, the Adirondack area, the Champlain area, even into Ontario and Quebec, the St. Lawrence Valley, the Tug Hill region. I don't know where Tug Hill is, but there's benefits there.
And there's a region for
there's
it.
There's a region for it. Yeah, so Oneonta and Rome and Buffalo, Syracuse, you know, all across New York State. So not just places in Rochester as well. So take your wine tour through the Finger Lakes region, and you'll find other member benefits through there as well.
Excellent. We're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going to speak to James from Rochester, New York. What's up, James?
Oh, hello. On the Google toolbar, where you type in the website you're going to or whatever,
right,
the drop-down disappeared. It doesn't show up anymore. How do you get that back, the drop-down? Like when if you put one letter in, it shows you which ones?
Oh, yeah.
It disappeared. I don't know. I must have did something. But how do you get that turned back on?
What do they call it? Auto-complete.
Are you using Chrome?
No, it's on Internet Explorer.
Oh, okay. Internet Explorer has a history. What operating system are you running?
Windows 7.
Oh dear. That's Internet Explorer 8, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I hit, like, the private viewing or something?
If you're in private, you will not see that.
Oh.
In addition, you may have turned off your history.
Or cleared the history so it doesn't know any of that.
Right.
Yeah, but it's been gone for about a week now.
Okay, in Internet Explorer, if you hit the favorites button, there's a history tab.
Yep.
Is there anything in there?
Yeah, it shows, like, today, 2 weeks ago, last week, Monday, Tuesday.
Right, but it doesn't go farther than that.
The farthest it looks like is 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it looks like you deleted your history.
Okay, so what do I do?
Well, you can't get it back because you deleted it, but as long as it's turned on...
I just want the drop-down thing to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's no history for it to look at, there's nothing to drop down.
Yeah, but doesn't it automatically start again?
Well, it should, yes.
No, it hasn't been doing that, because I keep typing into it, and it's not saving any history on the Google toolbar,
right,
where you type in.
Well,
right.
are you saying the Google toolbar or the Internet Explorer toolbar?
I guess it's the Google one.
All right, so what you're saying is you use Internet Explorer to go to Google, and then you type in the Google bar in the middle of the screen, and that's not doing the drop down.
Correct.
Okay, that's all right, yeah.
That's a different setting.
That's a very different setting. And you can delete those from you. Are you signed into Google?
Yes.
Okay. Then in Google, you can also delete your activity there and turn off history. So what you want to do is go to the My Activity page. Once you are logged in, I can't type and talk at the same time, so I can't do it. Right now, when you are logged in, you can go to My
What's it called?
My Activity.
Myactivity.google.com.
Yeah, I'm on there right now.
All right. So in there, you can turn on and off your...
It's either autocomplete or search predictions.
Right. And either one can be turned off, and you need to make sure...
Or suggest search.
Or suggest search. Depends on which version you're using.
So where do I go into my activity?
Somewhere in there it has it. We're trying to find it offhand.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't type my extremely complex password in and talk at the same time. Sorry.
I'm trying to get it
on. Not without actively saying my... Okay. So under my account, you should be able to find...
My account or my activity?
Activity.
You're under... Okay.
Right. So it's myactivity.google.com once you're signed in.
Yeah. All right. I'm there. And all it's right. Got the thing on the left with the three bars.
The thing on the left with the three bars.
What is it? The hamburger menu?
Yeah.
There's activity controls.
Right.
So, activity by other Google activity.
Right. Listen, we got to hold on. Stay on the line. Do not hang up. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay, I'll hold on.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave. No Dave. There's no Dave. There's Steve Ray. There's Michael Oden. There's me, Nick Francesco. There's James from Rochester. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more of the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 48 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we have James from Rochester on the line. Okay, James.
Yes.
Under my activity.
Yep.
Right? On the left, down on the left, you'll see activity controls. If you go into activity controls, you'll see a whole bunch of stuff, including, web and app activity, which is the first one.
Yep.
There should be a checkbox for include Chrome browsing history.
Mm-hmm.
If that's unchecked, you have to check it.
Okay.
And then under manage activity, if you click on manage activity, you'll see a whole new page that lets you pick all kinds of things, and the very top thing is search.
Okay, hold on. I can't check that box. It's grayed out, and it says on top web and app activity, and then it says paused. I don't know why. Paused.
Google web activity, web, what is it? What?
It says paused, P-A-U-S-E-D.
Is there,
won't let me check the box.
Is there a little slide bar to the right?
Yeah, I think so.
Try sliding that.
It says turn on web activity.
Yeah, there you go. Turn that on. Somehow it got turned off,
okay,
and therefore...
I just turned it on.
That should do it. I may make sure it's checked. Because what happened was that got turned off... And that unchecks it, and so none of your web activity, including searches, were being saved. Now, some people do that because they're paranoid about Google knowing anything about them, but that means the convenience of things like that drop-down menu go away.
Oh, so that should do it?
Theoretically, over the next couple of days, it'll start to build up what it can do again.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'll be making a donation.
That's what I want to hear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Make that call. Make that pledge. What call? What pledge, you may ask naively, thinking we haven't been talking about it for an hour and 45 minutes. The deal is this. We are in the middle of a pledge drive. As many of you know, but any new listeners do not yet know, we are solely member supported. You hear me say that every week, But I bet you don't really think about what it means. And what it means is this. We don't get money from anybody but you and our underwriters. And you may think, well, the underwriters are paying for everything. No. No, they're not. That's why they're underwriters and sponsors not buying ads. We don't sell ads. We don't have ads that come in. When we when we were on the previous station to this one, people called in and complained all the time that there were so many ads. So now we're on a public station, and you hypocrites aren't doing your part to keep us on the air. So I need you, particularly if you know you're one of those people who used to complain, please pick up the phone, make the call, make the pledge. A pledge in any amount is more than welcome. Yes, we have membership levels starting at $35, and those come with specific benefits, including from the $90.10 level and above, the Jazz membership card, which gives you hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of dollars in discount for lots of 70 local restaurants. That alone is worth the cost of admission. I'm telling you this right now. And so you will be the beneficiary if you make the call. You're not doing this for us. Like I said, Steve would love to not have to come in on Saturdays. My wife would love it if I would go to public market instead of this on Saturdays. But we love doing this. But you're not doing it for us. You're doing it for you. Having this show on every week is on you. You are responsible. Time to be an adult. Time to be an American. Shoulder the responsibility. Pick up the phone. Get online. Make the pledge. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely. Securely, what did you put in this bottle? Securely online at jazz901.org, just like Daniel did from Rochester. Daniel, thanks so much for your generous donation, and we appreciate it. We appreciate all the people who have been kind enough to make that call, make that pledge, and bring us here every week for the benefit of the rest of you moochers. Don't be a moocher. Be a pledger. Make the call. 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Look, I would love to stop talking about this. And I will gladly do so as soon as we make our goal. How do we make our goal? It's pretty simple. You make the call. If you're calling, if you're listening to us on the podcast, and we know hundreds of you do, literally, truly hundreds of you every week listen to the podcast, why are you not pledging? Do you not think that costs, that that's free? I can just freely upload as much crap as I want to the web server? We pay for that. This station pays to put us on the air. We pay for all of this. You need to do your part. Make the call. Make the pledge. Whatever you can afford, we would love. But if every single person who listens to this show just pledged $10, that would be ideal. We need you to do that. We need you to, those of you who can pledge at the frequency, 90-10, we would love that. That's of course, the best. And you'll get the member card for that. So make the frequency pledge. And for those of you who want, you can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member. Pledge $10 or more per month for as long as you like. We'll take those pledges as well. And that means you can start anytime, you can stop anytime, and you can even reach that level of support and do what you need to do. So and get the prizes at that level. So please, please look deep into your hearts and find it within yourselves to be generous. Make the call. Make the pledge. Keep us on the air. Keep this show running. That's it. We're done for another week. I want to thank all the people who were generous and kind enough to call in. Edward, Larry, Lynn, James, Gerd, William, Joel, Joel, Ron, Thomas, Don, Mark, Donald, Craig, Frank, and Daniel. If you're just calling in now with a pledge, we'll take it. That's not a question. But you can also pledge securely online all week. Just say it's for Jazz 90.1. Just say it's for Soundbites. Just say it's for somebody. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. And we'll be back in just 166 hours with Dave Enright, Steve Ray. I want to thank Michael Oden. He did an amazing job this week. I'm Nick Francesco. And as I said, we'll be back in just 166 hours, assuming you call in and keep us on the air, with the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites and the truly great, and thanks to you, solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you next week.